All right, Raul, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, I got that trouble ticket started and good to go. So hopefully someone should be able to reach out to you
now,
and get that.
I just wanted to say, would they contact me through email or through a phone call?
They may call you. They may send you an email letting you know it's done, or we make it notification and we may call you ourselves.
Now, would there be any reason that they wouldn't do that for me, or they would be able to do it?
I don't know at this time. I will definitely reach out about what's going on and get updates as required about this, so I would know from the correct department, and they would better be able to assist me in, you know, helping you understand what's going on and their decision on what can be done. I don't foresee an issue of this coming about. It's just something that they will need to discuss with us and let us know what's going on.
Okay, the other question I have also, each time I log in, the previous password that I put in, it keeps telling me it's incorrect. Now, I do want to reset it. However, when I do so, it keeps giving me a password that I type in. However, it doesn't prompt me to change the password that I would like to have. So is there any way I can do that?
I can actually do that for you right now if you like, just so that change happens and you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, sure. Do I have to get it? I have to go into the website, right?
No, I can actually do it for you right now, right here.
Okay.
So what is the new password you would like to use?
Now, I can tell you that it can't be confidential or.
So by telling me, while yes, our calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes, I can assure you that this information will not go beyond me and those and my managers who may listen into this for quality assurance. Other than that, the information will stay confidential with you.
Okay. All right, so let's do now do I have to have like uppercase letters? Is there a certain amount of letters and numbers? And
I believe it's a minimum of 8 characters.
8 characters, okay. Do I have to, does that include a symbol as well?
That is probably best for internet security. So usually the standard rules for most passwords apply. 8 characters, you want a special character, a number, an uppercase and a lowercase letter.
Okay, so let's do uppercase A, M, F, and then J, X, F, 57, hashtag.
And one more time?
Uppercase A,
mm-hmm.
Then the rest are lowercase, M, F, J, X, F, the number 57, and the symbol hashtag.
All right, I'm saving that information for you. That password has been switched up and changed.
Okay.
And you should be good to go to log in going forward.
Okay, thank you.
All right, is there anything else I can help you with today, Raul?
No, that would be all.
All right, thank you for calling us here at Arch Hub Fiber. We look forward to helping you if anything else arrives.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.